o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch with Jesse and Tausch live from Potawatomi Sportsbook at the Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. The grand opening, they are high above the floor with very large screens behind them. That is
so cool.
What a scene. So you guys are there. I am in Green Bay as the Packers get ready for their first practice with the rookie mini camp and all the draft picks that'll be here. Hunter Vaughn is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And our buddy Eric Dame from The Athletic was in Indianapolis. He talked to us on the show yesterday. And then he was asking, as he always does, a variety of questions before and after the game. And he asked a question of Damian Lillard that, Tausch, I don't want to mischaracterize the answer, but the answer gave you hope and patience. Fair?
That's a very fair assessment. Yep.
Here is Damian Lillard answering Eric Name's question about this season and his first year with the Bucks.
I'm extremely excited. You know, I think when things don't go as planned, like I said before, you know, I don't say a lot. So sometimes when people, you know, make a read, you know, oh, Dame, look, he doesn't look happy. You know, I don't think I've ever run around on the court smiling. You know, my disposition has always been that way. But I think, you know, people are going, they're going to look at everything and try to make something of everything. It's been some hard times. You know, I haven't denied that one time this year. You know, basketball and personally, you know, it's been some hard times, but it's never been a issue with Milwaukee. You know, I get the opportunity to play with Giannis. I'm playing with veteran players. You know, I know that the only thing we plan for is the opportunity to win the championship. And that's why I made the decision to be a part of something like this. But I understand that the chatter and the gossip and all of those things come with the territory. I know that criticism comes with being on the team with high expectations. And for me, now that the season's come to an end, I'm looking at it and I'm excited that, you know, me having the season that I had, you know, I was almost 25 points a game, 7 assists. We almost won 50 games given everything else. And people just, you know, had a whole lot to say. And I, you know, when I look at my performance, I know that I could have done a lot of things better. And I know that I'm going to have a full season of knowing who the coach I'm going to be playing for, having a better idea of the guys that I'm going to be playing with, being in Milwaukee. You know, I've kind of settled into things here. So having a regular offseason and being able to actually, you know, train and be able to do live stuff. Last year I couldn't do certain things because I couldn't get hurt because I knew I was going to get traded. So I think going into next season, people will be – they'll be really surprised that, you know, how much of an impact all of these things actually did have when they see me come back.
All right, Tausch, turn on your translator because I thought that – I saw that last night. And I felt the same way you did. This guy makes a lot of sense. And this is reason for optimism in 2024, 25. What did you think?
Yeah, I think we get caught up in other people's perceptions. And for today's athlete with all of these platforms, the fact that Dame didn't really say anything, oh, he didn't want to be in Milwaukee. It forced him. He wanted to be in Miami. And then he's unhappy. He's going to Chicago to watch his old team play. And all of that feeds the narrative. And my thought was, if he doesn't want to be here and he's going through all the stuff that he is, I think for as much of a fan of the NBA as we are, out in Portland, nobody really – everybody knew Dame's a great shooter. He can score. But nobody really knew his personality. He's not Steph Curry, where he's smiling and drilling threes. Mm-hmm. He's an assassin. And he's not Johnny Smiley. He's not the most gregarious guy. So I think we all wanted it to look a certain way. And I think Dame laying it out the way that he did and saying, I want to be here. I want to get this right. I came here because of Giannis. I wish he would have said that midseason. I wish he would have given us that glimpse. He doesn't have to, But I think it's always great to give perspective and to shut down the narrative that is going on. Now, athletes want to say, I don't care. Well, you're in this day and age, you're just not allowed, because the narrative will form around you if you don't reshape it or let us know what's actually happening. So I loved what he had to say last night. I think there's a lot of merit to it. The fact that he is invested and all in trying to get this thing right makes me feel a lot better. And it gives me hope that we will, because that's half the battle in today's NBA. You have a lot of superstars that just, it's always, let me find the path of least resistance, a la LeBron. We've gotten to the point where I don't want to fight through a crappy season. I don't want to have a disappointment. Oh, it ain't my fault. Let's go do something else.
James Harden.
There was accountability with what he was saying. He didn't train how he needed to. There's, you know, his injuries, all of those things, and not understanding of the system and all those things. So I love the fact he's embraced that. He's not running from it. And if you can add a few pieces, that's why I am not even remotely close to Jesse and Chewy's point on the wasted season, anything else, because you're going to grow from this. And as long as you do that with Doc, it ain't a waste, because you build things. Uh-huh. You don't build Rome in a day. Just because you add a great player, we all hoped it was going to be awesome. It wasn't. But that doesn't mean it can't be awesome. And if you don't believe me, go ask the San Antonio Spurs of 2014. They get gutted by a three ball. They could have said, oh, that's it, our era's over. And they said, nah, we're gonna use this, we're going to fuel it, and we're going to get back, and we're going to beat that same team, and we're going to rectify a bad situation. That's how I view this. You get your group together, you figure it out, and then you position yourself to make this just an afterthought of the Dame, Giannis, Chris Middleton era.
And to be fair, I don't think it's wrong to suggest that this was not Lillard's preferred destination. At the same time, that doesn't mean that it can't change and he can't get to know Giannis even further, and they make the coaching change and he perhaps really likes playing for Doc and likes what Doc brings with all the success and history that he has. And now his feelings have changed from maybe where he felt initially. I don't know him at all, so I can't speak for how he felt. But Jesse, do you believe him when you listen to him say those things? Because I'm with Tausch. I know that we do not live in a sports commentary realm where preaching patience and hedging in your opinions are very popular. What do you make of what he said, and does that change how you view it at all?
It's further evidence to me that this was an entire season that's like when you go and stay in a hotel and you can't get comfy in the room or in the bed the whole night you're there, and by the time you finally get comfy, you're checking out. Like, that's what this was. It was, okay, the assistant coach goes before the start of the season.
Bed bugs are biting.
They bring in Damian Lillard 1 week before the season starts. They fire Adrian Griffin midway through the season. They bring in Doc Rivers. The trade deadline comes around. They bring in players.
You're checking into the room, and somebody's already in the room.
Guys are getting hurt.
Had that happen once.
It was an entire, and that's why I would classify, and I think that's why Chewy is in the club of saying that this is a wasted season, because
first
there
off,
was
you're in the same club
because there was
in.
So much potential, and I'm not blaming Damian Lillard. I'm not blaming Giannis for the wasted season that it is. I'm saying it's just the way it shook out. It was a wasted season. Because it reminds me of the 2022 Green Bay Packers, which you call a wasted season.
That was a wasted season.
That's what this felt like. It was like, okay, everyone keeps thinking it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. We're going to figure this thing out. There's too many good players here to not do it.
If you trade Giannis and Dame and everybody else, it's a wasted season. If you build off of it and make it work, it's not.
But couldn't you argue the Packers built off of the wasted season of 2022?
Jordan would have gotten another year of reps.
Because the years before
it. You missed out on a bunch of extra draft picks, so... That's why that is much more so. But the other thing, and I don't know if we'll have this audio later or not, I also think the Doc Rivers component to this. I kind of felt like Doc was just grabbing cash. He's got this cushy job at ESPN, the number one analyst. He comes in, and his comments after the game last night also brought me a little bit of hope in the fact that I don't think people understand how important it is for me to win in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that was good.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So all, I think, sports fans, and Milwaukee sports fans, Wisconsin sports fans, Bucks fans are looking for is, I want our guys to be all in and competing at a high level. And it felt like this year, everybody kind of just dipped their toe in the water and said, that's a little cold, dog. I think I'm going to wait till next year when the water warms up. Okay. Is that ideal? Absolutely not. But at least you're saying, all right, I'm jumping in. Because it's real easy to say, man, this ain't for me, man. I'm going to go back. This gig's a lot easier. I'll just take this cash and get out. No, we're here. We're going to jump in, and we're gonna try and fix this and make it right. And I'm fine with that. Every season isn't going to be a championship season. We'd love it for it to be, but we've seen this, and we've seen this play out numerous times that that's not how it works. And for all this wasted I just keep coming back to what I was ranting about at the end of the hour, and it is a whole different animal if your stud is out there and you lose to the sixth seed like we did. That was not the case. So when you factor that in comparison to what we saw from Chris Middleton and then what we've heard from Dame Lillard, what we've heard from Doc Rivers, this core group believes they can do it, and they, you know, the three of them, or at least Chris and Giannis and Brooke, have shown that they can. Let's see. Let's have some patience, and let's see how this played out. They all signed. I believe Giannis signed. I think they're good here for another 4 years. That's your window. Now, does that mean it can't shut early? Absolutely it can. If it doesn't work and it stinks again next year, then you have to start really looking at, well, maybe this mix isn't the chemicals that we needed in order to get the job done.
Yeah, and maybe the renovation, you got the great windows from Pella, but you don't have the right flooring or something. There are still renovations that need to be done, but the structure of the house, you feel pretty good about. Tausch, we'll get to more. We'll get to what Doc said. He did catch himself when he was talking about the offseason and moving into next season. It sure sounded to me in real time like he was about to say, obviously, there's going to have to be some changes. And then he stopped short of that. We'll play that clip coming up while we look for the one about how much Milwaukee means to him. I thought that was really interesting as well. It's also interesting what AmFam's got going on with the Badgers as we head into the next Badgers football and basketball seasons.
Indeed it is. Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2024 season. You and a friend, pregame, sideline, or courtside passes, tour of the facility, tons of great merch to support your Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
We'll get to the Packers and the start of their rookie minicamp a little bit later in the show, but I do think when a former championship team ends its season and the conversation that is around this, it deserves to be given the attention that we're giving it. So we'll continue a little bit more with our Bucks. If you tune in for Packers Talk, we'll get to you, but I think it's worth sticking around for. I hope you will. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead with Jesse and Tausch live from the brand new grand opening Pottawatomie Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. It's Wildy and Tausch. But I'll be back from around the way. It seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know one thing, that I love you.
Metaphysical man, but I know when the stars all aligned, you can bump into a person in the middle of the road, look into the eyes, and you suddenly know. Rocking in the dance hall, moving with you, dancing in and out of in the middle of June. My mama told me, don't lose you, cause the best luck I had was you. I
said, Jesse and Tausch live from Pottawatomie Sportsbook, the grand opening today at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Guys, before we get to what Doc Rivers said about Milwaukee, which I thought, I'm with you, I thought that was really interesting. And he was actually, when Sid and I went to the game in which Giannis got hurt, I got to talk to Doc for a little while, and he introduced himself to Sid. And one of the things he was talking about in the hallway with a group of us, Antonio Freeman was there of all people, was how much Milwaukee had changed, obviously, in the long time it had been since he'd been here, but how much he didn't realize how much he was going to really enjoy being back here. So to hear him talk about that last night was really good. We'll get to that coming up in the next segment. But Tausch, I want you to listen to this because you talked about athletic wings and keeping this group together, but also the need to make some changes. I think that's where he was headed when he answered the question that led to this response.
I really like this team. You know, obviously we're going to have to make do some things, right? But never really having the chance to do any of the two-man game that you're talking about with Dame and Giannis. We did it on that West Coast trip, and it was starting to cook, and then I think Dame went out, then Giannis went out. I don't think we had, two games with all three guys, four games with all three guys. So we never got a chance to run the three-man. We never really had a chance to create our offense that we wanted to create. But we'll have that chance. We'll have a camp. And so I'm looking forward to it.
Obviously, we're going to have to make some – we're going to have to do some things. You know, Gina Bell is doing some things.
Yeah. And so, Doc so and Gina.
So are the Bucks. Tausch, what did you make of that?
It's obvious to everybody that's going to happen. It's just a matter of what are you going to be able to do?
Correct.
That's the tricky part, and that's where John Horst, who – you can say what you want about John, and I know he's a good friend of yours. I was able to catch up with John during one of the games I was at. Talked to him for 10 minutes. He's aggressive.
He
knows this window can close at any time. So I think he's always looking, what can I do? And not just to appease Giannis, but what can we do to make this thing where we are, you know, definitive best in the East and potential champions. That's the goal of what you're doing. And the question I have is, does Doc value Brooke Lopez's defense? Obviously, Adrian Griffin switched it up, and after a couple weeks, they said, no. We need him to be playing that drop and all that stuff. Uh-huh. And that you wonder, he had the back issues. He's been healthy, and what a warrior. Brooke Lopez has been a great Milwaukee Buck. Uh-huh. But that's one spot where I think you look at it and say, Do we do something big here? Because he will be an asset that other teams are going to want. Pat Connaughton is not. Bobby Portis, I think he would be, but to what degree? And outside of that, you have young talent. It's also, you have to develop some of this young talent. And that's on Doc to figure that piece of it out. But you have a little bit of leeway to play with. And I think if you don't come out of here with a – not asking for, you know, a high-scoring, super athletic, like a Paul George, somebody that can score a bunch and be an athletic wing defender. I'm not asking for – that's too much to ask. But give me somebody that is a dog on the defensive end of the ball and that can shoot some threes.
I have a question, because this is starting to feel to me like the Aaron Rodgers one championship with all this success, what's happening, retooling, not rebuilding. That's what it's starting to feel like to me. Where are we on, like, if the Packers scale was 2010 to 2022, what year is it in the Bucks run of the Packers Rodgers era?
2019.
Matt LaFleur first
coach. Changed coaches.
First coach. Reset, and you're trying to get the most out of your star. Giannis is 30, but the thing I worry about, LeBron's playing until he's 40, and he's still very effective. Giannis is not a shooter. At some point, Giannis loses a step. All of a sudden, is he still as effective? He's going to always be a really good player, but is he going to be able to do what he's doing when he's healthy now? In 4 or 5 years?
Well, Tausch, I think that's it. Does he need to be like Jordan? I mean, you've always talked about Jordan, right? And we grew up in that era.
Guys, he's not Michael Jordan.
No. Wait, let me finish. Jordan developed that back-to-the-basket turnaround jumper late in his career when he wasn't flying through the air with the greatest of ease. I don't know what it is for Giannis, but does Giannis need to really develop something more for his game for when he's not what he is now?
Well, he has tried to do that on a consistent basis. And for as great as Giannis is, I just don't think that's going to be part of his repertoire. He's not going to be a three-point shooter. Mm-hmm. He's not going to be a money-on-the-table 17-foot pull-up guy. He is going to be a bulldog. He is going to go down, and he's going to keep doing it. And will he continue to be able to do that when he can't jump over everybody and he can't glide from half court with two steps? I don't know the answer to that. But would it be awesome if he did? Yeah, but I don't envision that because we've talked about that for 4 or 5 years. Has his back-to-the-basket game gotten a lot better? I don't think so. Has his turn, has his pull-up jump shot game gotten markedly better? I'm asking. I don't think so. Is he still a freak and just an unbelievable athlete that gets to every place on the court that he wants and cause all kinds of matchup problems? Absolutely. So I think that's why you have that 3 or 4 year window here, and that's why Dame's contract and his lineup, and then it's up to you to figure out how to get the rest of that done, and that's going to be a heck of a challenge for John and for the Milwaukee Bucks front office.
We'll get to your calls. I know Ron and the Key has been holding for a while. I do want to get to that clip from Doc Rivers talking about Milwaukee because I really did think that it was – I heard it in real time, and I thought, wow, that's really good. So we'll get to that as well coming up. Want to remind you that Fleet Farms Garden Center is officially open for the season. I know this not just because I have the email from Austin Della, but because Paula was there yesterday. And we're doing some edging. We're getting grass seed. Paul is very excited about all the different things we've got going on at our house. And Fleet Farm is happy to help us get it done with their garden center being officially open. Stop in today, like I'm sure Paula will be back there, to check out their huge selection of hundreds of different seed varieties, plants, and pick up everything you need for your garden and getting it started. Find everyday spring gardening essentials today at Fleet Farm, and don't miss Fleet Farm's annual free Mother's Day Plant a Pot on Saturday, May 11th from 9 to 1. Come in and plant a free flower for mom to make the perfect Mother's Day gift. Learn more and find your closest store at fleetfarm.com/events. More with Jesse and Tausch live from the grand opening of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's Wildy and Tausch.
See you sober if I'm breathing. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far and start walking. Don't ever see you sober if I'm breathing. Racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding. I'm headed to the stars, ready to go far and start walking. Don't ever see you sober.
With Jesse and Tausch live from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Their grand opening is today. We're doing all of our shows from there. I am in Green Bay because we do have our first rookie camp practice a little bit later on this afternoon.
Jesse is so he's been, you know, a little feisty this morning.
Don't you?
He is now so excited because old boy from Pottawatomie just came up and said, "What do you guys want to eat?" And we're all like, "I don't know." They're bringing us menus, so old Jelly's happy. He's gonna get a little
all right. Well, I can vouch, Jesse. I can tell you this. So we have done a few shows before the sportsbook opened, since it's opening today. Gary Ellerson and Greg Matzik would do the Pottawatomie football show on Monday nights, and I joined them a few times. If you like salmon, not to be confused with John Salmons, who you referenced earlier in the show, but I would get it with Scott. It's a salmon dinner with scalloped potatoes. Now, I don't know if they have it at the sports book, but this is an indicator of how good the food is at Pottawatomie. It is the best salmon I've ever had in my life.
So what I've learned about Wildy with dinners and lunches, like if he's on his own dime, he's getting like a ham sandwich. But if someone else is grabbing it, he is going to go and look at, oh, they have scallops and lobster.
Scallops and salmon.
I didn't say lobster.
Salmon. We're having a lunch. You know what? I'm going to get a porterhouse with shrimp scampi. Wildy's just smart.
Tausch is having a couple of chicken wings, but I'll get the surf and turf special.
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
All right. As much as I'd love to discuss my lunch choices throughout the remainder of the show, I do want to get to the Packers rookie camp, which kicks off this afternoon. So we're going to finish up Little Bucks here during the 10 o'clock hour and go all Packers 11 o'clock hour. But I want to get to obviously something that Doc Rivers said that perked both of our ears up, yours and mine. And that was about Milwaukee. Here is Doc, and thanks to Hunter for tracking this down, and thanks to Justin Garcia for having it for us as well. Here is Doc Rivers talking about how much it's meant to him to be back in his old stomping grounds as a Marquette grad coaching the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
One moment, having some technical difficulties.
I've been there before.
That's pretty good. Sometimes silence is golden.
And sometimes it's less than ideal.
I have an amazing appreciation for the city I live in, Milwaukee now. You know, it's funny. I was there in college, and I thought a lot about it. Didn't realize how much it would mean to me, honestly, until I got the job. And then I started thinking about all the guys, Hank Raymond and Rick Majerus, and all the professors at Marquette. I probably wouldn't be here if I hadn't have gone to that school. So a lot of ways I feel like I'm going to do whatever I can for this franchise. And I really am. I think we can win. I do. I'm going to do everything I can to create that because it means more to me than I think you think for all those reasons. So it's rare. Usually right after the year, you want to go take a break. I can't wait to get started, to you know, get to camp and be able to put all the things we think we need.
It means more to me than I think.
You come in halfway through the season. That's a nice little perk.
That's also exactly why it's a wasted season.
I think it means more. It means more to me than I think you think. Tausch, I know he wasn't talking directly to you, but you made the comment earlier in the show about thinking he was coming in for a cash grab. Mm-hmm. Does this change how you thought of it? And what does it mean for moving forward and your thoughts about this team, that this wasn't just the Bucks are desperate. I can make more money than I'm making at ESPN if I take over the team briefly, and then I'll take my money and go home and go back to the TV booth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any way you could look at it and not initially, you know, Doc is happy. He gets out of coaching. He's got the best analyst job going, and he decides to do this. So there's that thought. And again, when you don't hear or see anything different, that perception becomes reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for a lot of us, that was the perception as well. He's been around a long time. He's had some success. He's had some failures. Is he really going to be the difference? And then when you see the record and how it all plays out, you're thinking, what are we doing? But the fact that he has the resolve and what he said last night about, I really love that. I think it's more than what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was great. And then you tie it back into Majerus and some of the other Marquette things. I think for all of us, it just means a little bit more when you know that there's something personal about it for the people. That's why Wisconsin sports fans, and I'm a great example, supporting Wisconsin guys, gals that grew up and went through, it just means more. It does.
It does.
And yeah. I think the fans appreciate that more from that perspective. So whether or not it's going to happen, you know, how it's going to play out, I think for all of us that maybe thought, how invested is Doc, that quote there made me feel like, and he could be pulling the wool over my eyes, I don't know.
Right?
We'll find out.
Yeah.
But it makes me feel like, dang, he is invested in this, and he doesn't have to, but he wants to. And that made me feel a little more optimistic about what the future holds.
Speaking of investments, I took the pick with my heart approach to our prize pick segment yesterday. I'm guessing that I would not have fared well. How did you fare with your prize picks?
I had a good night. I had a good night last night. Unfortunately, our boy Chris Middleton didn't, but at some point I just felt like the tank was going to be empty.
Yeah, you were right.
And it started empty.
Your logic was good there.
Yeah, prize picks. Damn. Well, it wasn't the night before or the game before, but it was. That's the fun about Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 5 million members, the most fun and exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. And it's simple. You pick more or less on two or more player stats for a shot to win up to 100x on your cash. Star players. That's the NBA, that's basketball, right? Star players on the board. You could receive a 10% payout boost if they're in your winning lineup. Download the Prize Picks app today or go to prizepicks.com. Use the code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hunter will give us a couple of text messages, and we'll talk to Ron in the key if he continued to hold. To wrap up the 10 o'clock hour, that's straight ahead. Stick around. It's Will Dean's Happy. Let's get to a quick call. I don't know. Quick call. That's like saying that I'm going to ask a short question when it comes to this guy. Let's talk to our buddy Ron in the key. Ron, greetings from Tausch and Jesse from the Pottawatomie Sportsbook Grand Opening and from me here in Green Bay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Good to talk to all of you guys. I can say firsthand, as the poker room had its soft opening the last 2 days, I may or may not have partaken. The sports book is amazing looking. So, from the outside, I'll tell you, it looks great.
How was your poker?
How may or may not have done? Yes,
I did very well. I met a celeb that I am a fan of as well. Doubled through him, so that's something I'll have for the rest of rest of the time. That's always nice.
Well done.
Okay. Not to contribute to Ron. Not who was it?
It wasn't Tausch. Don't be
curious. Ron's not going to put people on the street.
We always ask
no,
Jason.
He always asks you. It's a poker celebrity. You guys wouldn't know him because it isn't Helmuth. Anyways, I'm going to try to optimize for being brief and brilliant.
That's very fair, by the way, the way you described that.
And you guys aren't letting me. So a couple things, and then again, like I said, I'll try to be quick. First, to Chewy's point about wasted season, I'd say Chewy says things that tell us you don't watch basketball without telling us you don't watch basketball, except he actually tells us that he doesn't watch basketball and then still feels like his comments or commentary have any relevance. The reason why this season wasn't a waste, if for nothing else, is maybe Wisconsin sports fans, maybe Bucks fans, finally appreciate Chris Middleton. I don't actually think they do, but they should. The guy is the most underrated athlete in Wisconsin sports history. His numbers should be retired. They should build a statue. Go look at the stats. Go look at his playoff stats. Go remember. Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers Giannis's leg turning into a flamingo. And that Giannis scored 50 in the finals and the game clincher. We don't make it to that game without Chris for multiple reasons. Giannis doesn't even get to come back and have that redemption arc if not for Chris.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous for how long Bucks fans don't appreciate.
Wow, Chris Middleton's
just
great.
Let him finish, Jesse. Continue.
It's Jesse. Hey. I'm pretty emotionless when it comes to things I don't bet on in sports. The Bucks aren't it. I am emotionally tied to the Bucks. I am despondent that every time one of them goes down, when Chris rolled his ankle in past years, when Giannis, it hurts. It's not an excuse. It's a reason. I say it all the time. Fans want to think that sports isn't as much about injuries and luck as it is, but it is. It's a lot about injuries and luck. When we did win, we were still probably lucky that the Nets were injured. It's a reality of sports, and it sucks. Last thing, go watch, for everything else, because this is really just a Chris Stan call, go watch the video of him, what I'm assuming was the motion coming out underneath that towel, because that's what athletes do. Then again, go look at the stats, and then tweet at Chris, thank you. Have a good day. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thank you, Chris Middleton. You're great. Semicolon, this was a wasted season.
Is that the proper usage of a semicolon?
I don't think so.
If you want it in the same sentence with the semicolon, sure. Chris Middleton was great. His series was great. It still was the result of a season that was a first-round exit when you brought in a superstar to complement one of the greatest players in NBA history. Like, that is a wasted season. You lost to the sixth seed in the opening round.
Jesse, is it a wasted trip to Quick Trip if you go there and you only eat the free samples and you don't get some Glazers, you don't get a smoothie, you don't get the chicken? I would say it's a wasted trip because you missed out on a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Bucks miss out on some opportunities? Sure, but it wasn't a completely wasted trip to Quick Trip or a wasted season. There's no such thing as a wasted trip to Quick Trip, Tosh.
There is not, and on my way down, I had to get gas. Bam. Had to get me a coffee. Boom. And spend a little bit of money, and it's baseball, so it's time for me and for you to take a Quick Trip to the ballpark. For every $200 you spend at Quick Trip with your Quick Rewards, you're going to earn a free ticket to a Brewers game of your choice. That's right, big savings and free Brewers tickets. Visit the Quick Rewards app and click on the Fan Zone button on the app's home screen to opt in and to start redeeming your tickets. You can redeem up to 6 Brewers tickets at a time. And who doesn't want to go to a Brewers game for free using your Quick Rewards? Get these Brewers points from Quick Reward in addition to your Quick Rewards visit. Double the points, double the happiness. Blackout dates and upgrade fees may apply. See quicktrip.com/ballpark to learn more.
Like Jacob Monk in a cold tub, I'm getting a little bit of the hives from not talking about the Packers rookie camp. We will do that to kick off the 11 o'clock hour. Plus, we've got trivia. We've got Woe Hunter, and we got Feel Good Friday. That's all still ahead. Stick around. Tausch and Jesse are live from the grand opening of the Pottawatomie Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. I'm in Green Bay getting ready to talk to the rookies. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.